Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Poise and composure were among the many words uttered in the Patriots locker room following their win Sunday here at Ralph Wilson Stadium over the Buffalo Bills. They won 52-28, but they were down 21-7 in the third quarter. Last year here in Buffalo, they lost a big lead. Last week in Baltimore, they lost a lead on the road. What did it take for the Pats to close this one out?
If last Sunday's rollover against the Ravens was complimentary football at its worst for the Patriots?
Being chased, gets rid of the football, and it is caught on the right side of the end zone for a touchdown by Torrey Smith.
This Sunday's second half blowout in Buffalo was complimentary football at its absolute finest.
Play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's hard to imagine a team posting the kind of numbers the Patriots did on both sides of the ball. Nearly 350 passing yards and nearly 250 rushing yards on offense. A whopping 6 forced turnovers on defense, not including a strip sack recovered by the Bills. And to think, the Pats were down by 2 touchdowns without any momentum to speak of in the third quarter.
We felt like, you know, we're not really playing our game and we're only down, you know, what was it, 14 points or something like that. So we had a lot of confidence and it never wavered in this locker room.
Just kept our poise. We stuck together. We didn't panic. We kept to our game plan. And, you know, we executed well. So it wasn't no big rah-rah speech. It was just executing well.
There were many layers to this much-needed, if not desperately needed, victory for the Pats. Perhaps none more critical than the performance of the Pats' rushing attack in what was widely viewed as a likely mismatch with a strong Buffalo defensive front matched up against an undermanned Pats line that was without Logan Mankins. The visitors instead had the upper hand, and it wasn't even close. Even when the Pats were trailing, they stuck with their plan, which included a heavy dose of the ground game. It certainly took some poise to pull that off.
I think they were really challenging us to run the ball. You know, they had some little guys on the field with our big personnel groupings, so at that point you have to try to take advantage of it. You can't just keep throwing into, you know, a heavy pass defense.
Putting aside all of the sheer numbers and stats from this game, what's most important is that this could be a tone setter. The mantra from the team this week will likely be that Sunday's win was great, but it will be meaningless if they can't string a few of them together. A 500 record ultimately won't get the Pats too far.
We just need more. There's more consistency play and moving on to next week, you know.
So the Patriots are now 2-2, a 500 record at the quarter mark of the season. They face Denver and Peyton Manning next week. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.